This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yankee Stadium in New York City and Levi's Stadium, home to football's San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara, California, have a continent and completely different sports setting them apart from one another. But they do have something very important in common. Goldman Sachs. Over the past 10 years, Goldman has helped round up the financing for 30 professional stadiums, including, most recently, a proposed stadium in Carson, California, just south of downtown L.A., that would be shared by the, for now anyway, San Diego Chargers and the, for now anyway, Oakland Raiders. It would be, if built at the projected cost of 1.7 billion simoleons, the most expensive stadium in the country. Tim Logan wrote about Goldman and the NFL for the Los Angeles Times. Tim, it's good to have you on.
Good to be here.
Why has Goldman Sachs become such a key player in stadium financing?
It's interesting. There are several of the big investment banks that do this, but Goldman is the best at it. A lot of it actually comes back to one guy, a banker there by the name of Greg Carey, who 15 years ago did a deal for the New England Patriots for their new stadium in Foxborough and was able to design a lending structure that lowered their interest rates and made them a lot of money and then gave them a sort of supercharged stadium that over the long run they've been able to use to make a lot more revenue for the team. Now, there are other people at Goldman who have developed this expertise sort of in his group. He's not even working on this deal in Carson, but they've sort of become the resource by being innovative. They've been the ones who have come up with all the new innovations in this business.
Like, what do they do? What are some of the key things?
Well, they were early in the business of figuring out how to issue tax-exempt bonds for these stadiums that allowed the teams to get lower interest rates. And lately, in the last two NFL deals they've worked, in Santa Clara and now in Carson.
Up in San Francisco, yeah.
San Francisco 49ers deal in Santa Clara, and now this proposed stadium for the Chargers in Carson. They have designed these very complicated public-private partnerships that allow for very little upfront money from the taxpayers and sort of a long-term profit stream for the team.
Personal seat licenses, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Box sales.
Yes, personal seat licenses have become huge, especially here.
Quickly remind us what those are.
That's where you get to pay the football team tens of thousands of dollars, maybe, for the right to buy a season ticket.
Yeah. And the right to buy it. In other words, you have to pay that to pay them more.
Exactly. Yeah. And hopefully you like football. I mean, the Santa Clara deal included, I want to say, about $350 million in personal seat licenses. The Carson, if it's actually a two-team stadium housing both the Chargers and the Raiders, they're targeting as much as $800 million in personal seat licenses. That's the kind of money that influences where a team goes. Mm-hmm. That's why the Chargers want to move to Los Angeles. That's the kind of thing that attracts big investors.
We mentioned that there's not a whole lot of interest in public financing of these stadiums anymore, but there are substantial givebacks. There are property tax givebacks. There are, I mean, all kinds of things.
Yeah, this is what doesn't get said in the press releases about these deals, but there's a lot of ways that this structure that they're doing will help the Chargers and the Raiders and Goldman Sachs. The PSLs are the biggest piece. If they can raise $800 million of PSLs, and if they can sell it through a public authority, a public entity that owns a public stadium, that money is not taxed. So depending on what tax rate the Chargers, San Diego Chargers, would be paying, they'll see all that money into the stadium deal as opposed to having, if they were doing it themselves, they would have to pay taxes on that. Same thing goes for naming rights, sponsorship deals. Then there's property taxes. Again, the stadium will be publicly owned, so it won't pay property taxes. Now, the Chargers and the Raiders will have to pay local taxes on their use of the stadium, but it's hard to know if that's as much as they would pay owning a $1.7 billion stadium.
What's your guess? Which of these stadiums gets built?
That's a good question. Until a couple weeks ago, I would have said Inglewood was definitely the favorite. That seems to be shifting. Really, it's up to the 32 billionaires who run the NFL, and we just don't know what they think yet.
Tim Logan, business writer for the Los Angeles Times. Tim, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.